Now we take you directly to Scotland Yard, where we'll be joining that famous detective, Sherlock Holmes, who will be looking for clues as to why Satan is tearing up homes today across the land. Now let's join Sherlock Holmes. Oh, pip-pip, chitty-o there, all my friends. How are you today? Sherlock Holmes here. Yes, and hello, Mrs. America. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. You know something, Mrs. America? I've been put on a very important assignment from Scotland Yard here to find out exactly some of the devices Satan is using to, well, attack homes today. Yes, yes, and I'd like to look around here. Why don't you look around where you're at, and let's see if we can find some of these important clues, okay?
Clues?
Yes, clues. K-L-U-E-S is clues.
See, all right.
Yes, yes, yes. You look over there, and I'll look over here.
Good idea.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll just move away here for a second so I can find any clues. Have you found any clues, Mrs. America?
No, not yet.
No clues. Oh, my George, I got a clue here. Look at this. I got a clue right here.
Oh, what'd you find?
Oh, look, just read that right there.
Astrology.
Oh, yes, yes. Pip, pip. Yes, how about that? You know, Mrs. America, many people, well, they start reading the horoscope column in the newspaper, and they get hooked on it. Yes, they find there are hundreds of books and magazines about the effects of stars and planets on their own lives. And do you realize, Mrs. America, there are even horoscopes for pets?
Oh, no.
Yes, this is a trick of the devil. Astrology is simply an open door to demon power. Oh, no. I certainly hope someone listening to this today isn't indulging in astrology.
So
yes, God wants you to live by faith.
That's
yes.
Right.
Amen. Look around there so we can find some more clues, if you don't mind.
Okay,
anything else? Oh, look over there, Mr. America. There's a couple of bars of soaps.
Soap?
Oh, yes, soap operas. Afternoon soap operas, yes.
Oh, no,
Mr. America. Look, right over there beside the soap, it happens to be a reel of... Let me look at it real close. Let me examine it with my magnifying glass. Yes, yes. Oh, no. It says X-rated movies, R-rated movies, and filthy movies. Oh, no, this reel of film is filthy movies, Mrs. America. Yes, and over there, look over there on the table. You see that pile of 45 records?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all rock and roll or worldly music.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, yes. And do you realize, Mrs. America, that thousands who call themselves Christians are trapped by these instruments of Satan? Yes, they hum songs glorifying drunkenness. And they sing songs that condemn Christianity. Yes, and they bring movies based on sex, gambling, and crime into their living rooms. Oh, this is terrible, Mrs. America. Why, some of them even watch programs day after day about adultery, hatred, drugs, and perversion. You know what, Mrs. America? A mind filled with garbage like this is only an entry point for Satan's power.
That's right.
Oh, no, how terrible. Oh, no, and look over there, Mrs. America. I see another... There's a sign over there. Do you read what that sign says?
Oh, depression.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, you know something, Mrs. America? If no other weapon seems to work, the devil often attacks in this way. Oh, I say, do you sometimes feel like, well, you're totally discouraged? Almost like giving up for no apparent reason at all?
Not me.
Oh, not me either, but there might be some people listening who maybe feel that once in a while. Have you ever been so down you felt like life wasn't worthy to live? Well, I tell you something, Mrs. America. I feel that suicide is a demon spirit, and it troubles a great many people today.
That's right.
Yes, and people who are troubled by demonic spirits like that to commit suicide, well, they often sometimes do feel that life isn't worth living. But you know something? The Bible tells us, yes, that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking about whom he may devour. And Jesus even said that Satan himself would desire to have you so that he might sift you as wheat.
That's right.
Ah, but you know something, Mrs. America? The Bible says the devil cannot stand against the power of God. So I know, boys and girls, as we pray, as we believe together, the Lord will bring freedom to people and to loved ones who want to be free and delivered from Satan's power.
Amen.
Yes, Mrs. America, Sherlock Holmes definitely believes that, well, if we obey God's word that says resist the devil will flee from us.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's very true.
Amen.
Well, I've got to go back to Scotland Yard to file my report, as we found several devices today that have... Well, now I have, but are being used by Satan to tear up and to destroy the homes across the land today. So, pip hip, chitty-o, goodbye, see you later. Okay, boys and girls, listen real close, because I'm going to teach you something that you probably don't know that's in God's Word. Do you realize, boys and girls, that Jesus defeated the devil when Jesus died on the cross? How many of you realize that? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, tell you what, we're going to blow the whistle on the devil. You see, have you ever heard of somebody say, don't you blow the whistle on me? You better not blow the whistle on me. You know what they're saying? In other words, don't rat on me. Don't tell on me. Well, you know something, boys and girls? Jesus went down the cross, told on the devil. He did. And the devil doesn't like it, boy. You know, Jesus down the cross, he said, there, Jesus, that'll keep you put. You're not going to go nowhere now. I got you. But you know something, boys and girls? Jesus turned that around and got the devil. And boy, I tell you what, the devil can't stand that. He knows that Jesus made an open show of all of his works right to everybody. But you know something? When we become born again, we retain, or we get Jesus' power and authority over the devil. The devil doesn't have authority and power over us, right, gang?
Right!
But we got power and authority over the devil, right? So I tell you what we're going to do. Everybody's got a whistle in your hand. Are you ready? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all the things the devil's got coming against Christians. And I'm tired of all the things the devil's got trying to put on people, like sickness and disease and all kinds of stuff. Well, I got a whole list of things right here in my hand, and we're going to blow the whistle on the devil right now. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah!
All right, those of you listening, you get your whistle and get ready to let's blow the whistle on the devil, because we're exercising our authority and our power over Satan, and we're going to expose it. We're going to blow the whistle on the devil right now. I don't know about you, but God's word says to hate sin, and I hate sin. How do you hate sin? Say, I hate sin.
I hate sin.
All right, if we hate sin, then I tell you what, let's blow the whistle right now on part of that sin. And how about sickness? I don't like sickness. Let's blow the whistle on sickness. I don't like drugs. Let's blow the whistle on drugs. How about stealing? And I tell you what, the devil likes to try to put evil thoughts in people's minds. Let's blow the whistle on evil thoughts. How about idol worship? God says, only worship him, no other God. Let's blow the whistle on idol worship. Oh, here's a bad one. How about murder, taking somebody else's life? Let's blow the whistle on murder. Yeah, and here's one that seems to be all over the country anymore. Homosexuality. Let's blow the whistle on homosexuality. Oh, here's something I hear every day almost. Curse words. Let's blow the whistle on curse words. And booze. And lying. And witchcraft. Disobedience to parents. And depression. How about abortion? And here's one I know a lot of kids the devil likes to put on them is fear. Let's blow the whistle on fear. Let's blow the whistle on false teachings. How about divorce? How about the occult? Let's blow the whistle on bad attitudes. I tell you what, here's one I want you to blow your whistle on. Everybody blow it hard. Not too loud, but just good and hard. Let's blow the whistle on the devil himself, because the Bible says the devil is a loser, and we're not losers. We're not on the devil's side no more. We're on God's side, so let's blow the whistle on the devil. One more time. One more time. How about that? Boys and girls, listen, I want to share something with you. Those of you listening, those of you here in the studio, listen to me real close. Jesus died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. And you know something? The devil is out to blow the whistle on you. But with God's authority and God's power flowing through you, you can blow the whistle on the devil. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to put up with all the junk the devil has. You know, God will restore homes. God will take the urge to use drugs right out of your life. God will just take that habit of stealing out of your life. He'll remove all those evil thoughts. He'll take care of those curse words that's on your lips. And you won't have to fear. And he'll put you in the right teachings, not false teachings. And he'll clean up your attitudes too. He'll help you to obey your parents. He'll take away all that depression. And he'll forgive you, well, if you'll ask him, and denounce it and renounce it. He'll forgive you dealing with witchcraft and being in witchcraft. Yeah, he'll do all that for you if you'll only ask him.